Kazakhstan passes legislation restricting religious freedom. We get an update on the killing of Christian teachers in Somalia, and new Christian broadcasters learn how to be a light in an antagonistic culture. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The lower chamber of Kazakhstan's parliament has passed legislation that would severely restrict religious freedom. President of the Kazakh Union of Evangelical Christians Baptists, Franz Thiessen, says the bill establishes missionary quotas, restricts spiritual literature distribution, prohibits kids under 18 from attending religious activities, and more. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith believes he knows why it's happening.
In the mindset of some of the culture and the political leadership, they often will see Protestant or evangelical communities or foreign missionaries as Western agents, which of course really isn't the case.
It still has to be acted on by the upper chamber and the president. Whatever happens, Griffith says,
we know that our God is sovereign. He's promised in his word that he will continue to build his church and his purposes will not be thwarted. And I have no doubt in my mind that Kazakh churches are going to continue proclaiming the gospel.
Pray that the president won't sign the bill into law. Next, as the global food crisis becomes more widely felt, Nepal's government is restricting exports of daily food items, including rice. Rising prices are a major concern for a country where most people live on less than a dollar a day. Farms International's Joseph Richter.
There's no famine right now, but the inflation rate in Nepal has skyrocketed, and people there are finding it very difficult to cope with their usual income sources. And what they reported is that these financial constraints are also affecting the churches and I would suppose the giving.
Farms will likely be responding with more microenterprise projects in the area. Richter adds that their primary purpose is
the local church is really God's plan for community development and community outreach. And when a church is strong, we see a real strong grassroots impact on the community that's really targeted to those that are the most needy in that community.
You're listening to Mission Network News. We have an update on the Christian teachers killed in Somalia. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that Islamic insurgents claim the four Christians were caught in the crossfire at the English school. Townspeople claim the Christians were singled out for their evangelistic work. One of the victim's wife says her husband was targeted because he was a Muslim who converted to Christianity. Somalia is almost exclusively Muslim. Pray for peace for the families who lost loved ones. Meanwhile, 15-20-something spent a week in Singapore with HCJB Global Voice, learning how to enhance their Christian radio ministries. Each student is mentored for the next year until they can come back for a final training session. HCJB's Ron Klein says these young adults are a light to a challenging audience.
Maybe the only thing they've heard is what their religious government has told them, because most of those countries are managed by religious governments. So there's a high amount of hostility toward Christianity in that part of the world, and these young people just want to make sure people know the truth.
With their passion, all they need is adequate funding, which is something you can do. Klein's parents funded a station that's having an eternal impact.
I want to tell you, when my folks died this last year, that was the thing that they felt they had contributed the most to in the kingdom of God, because there were 1,000 people, and there's going to be more who will be in the kingdom simply because of their partnership.
And almost everyone in tropical regions has a malaria episode once a year. Many times it's deadly. Compassion International is saving lives with the help of Christian music artist Rebecca St. James. An offering for their Malaria Intervention Fund was taken at the Gospel Music Association Music Week. The money provides preventative measures and medical treatment for those infected and an opportunity to share the gospel. Find out 5 ways you can help. Go to our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a suggested donation, MNN's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2. Time's running out. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.